Hello, Johan. We are in May 2024. We are in La Dombe. Tomorrow, this is the end of the workshop, a full week dedicated to wildlife photography using floating blind. And first question I will ask you, why did you come to the workshop?
A good friend of mine, Christine, is here also. And I saw her pictures from last year, and I thought, wow, I was blown away with the colors and the bouquet. I love bouquet. And that is the reason. And she was so enthusiastic over, it is great, and experience in the water and so. I never done that before. This for me was a big step to take from with my camera going into the water. What is all around me, under me? That was the most frightening thing for me, I think. But I think I told you earlier, I want to be triggered. Uh-huh. And sometimes somebody has to push me that way, go that way, do that, and you will see you can grow. And that was for me the reason I want to grow. You don't know me, you don't know what I photograph, I think. You don't see any picture for me, that you don't, I think, cannot make an...
An opinion, you mean?
An opinion, how I think, how I feel, what I like to do. But that is maybe what you can do searching on the internet of ask what is your style, what do you like, and what do you want to get, where do you want to get better in?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yes, I understand.
This, there's maybe something you can
improve.
Yeah, first meeting. How are you? What is your goal from this workshop? And of where are you now, and where you want to go to? Maybe that is compact.
Okay, something I understand.
Like okay,
and okay, I will do that. And usually I do that with the French people, but with you, you know, I didn't know your culture, the way you think. This is why I didn't want to push. Because sometimes people, they don't reply to me when I ask question before the workshop because they think I'm too pushy. So I didn't know your culture, who you are. I didn't want to go, and I let the thing go slowly during the week.
Okay.
This is why. Now I start to understand how you work. You are a very different culture, but next time I will do that too.
But, also not pointing to the culture, but to the person, each, our thoughts, our feelings, our needs in the photography, I think.
Yes.
We're all different, that's good.
Oh, yes.
We can learn from each other, I love that. I get inspired from everybody. Everybody, I don't think about it. And they say to me, I don't think about it. Oh, no, that's good.
But did the photo reviews help
you very much
to be better and to improve your skills?
There was a lot of things you told me, told us. It sounds, I don't mean that for, I already knew, that is not what I want to say, but
you already put words on something you knew.
Sorry?
You put words.
Yeah.
Maybe you knew some stuff, but you didn't put words.
Exactly.
So it was not clear. Yeah. Right now, maybe you knew, you put words, and it's clear.
Yeah. Lots
this, this is the purpose of the photo reviews, in fact.
But you show us the way to think about photos, to build a photo. What I photographed since 2009. I just start. I'm autodidact. Never do a workshop.
This is your first one.
This is my first real workshop.
Okay, so this great news for me.
Yeah. And what I'm going to say?
The lectures. In fact, it's the same for the lectures. Maybe you have something in mind, but you knew. You didn't put words, but now with the lectures I did, it's clear for you. You
know, and also the tools you can use, the programs.
Uh-huh.
Think, okay, it is a lot.
I must say, but everything is recorded.
Yeah, I know.
So
but
why is it impossible?
I'm a very bad person to myself. I have a lot of books over photography, but I don't read them. I have a lot of books from photographers, mm-hmm. Michel de Outremont, Vincent Meunier, a lot of. I love to look, get inspired, the feeling I get with the photos, not to copy, maybe in the first
start. Always.
Okay.
We start by
now,
copying.
And then I want to give my own twist.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do the same.
Yeah. And not thinking, would everybody around me like for a circle?
Yes,
this
family circle. Yeah. Yes.
But I try to observe everything you say. I always feel like a sponge mm-hmm. when I'm feeling, I want to learn.
This is why I record, because people, they cannot write and listen. A week is very short.
Yeah.
I give a lot of information, but because everything is recorded by video, then you will have time to think and to replay the videos
and the podcast. I understand.
This is great.
That for me, I didn't know that was in this workshop, because I'm getting here totally unknown.
Okay.
We have a great time in the water, I think. I was a little bit afraid, but... And then you start with the lessons. This goes much further, mm-hmm. Deeper than I ever thought it would be.
Oh, that's great.
You give me a really mindset.
Yes, this is a mindset.
Yeah.
A photographic mindset.
A lot of things. Maybe if you get time, maybe check my Instagram.
I will.
And then if you have time, I know you're very busy.
No.
Maybe then you...
Now I know you, I will follow you on Instagram.
Understand me a little bit.
Sure.
With a lot of close-ups. For example, Christian shows us yesterday the creep mm-hmm. with the face.
No, it was Christian. Christian, yes.
Yeah, Christian, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me on a photo I take 2 years ago on Schoomer Island with the puffins. Only his
face.
Eyes, not good. Space around. You say early in the week, I don't like close-up because it is locked up like that, mm-hmm. no space to breathe. But sometimes I wonder...
But for Christian, it was perfect.
Yeah, but the mind is not closer, because I like the contrast, and I hope that when people look to my photos, that they check what you say from Instagram. Oh, what is that?
Yes.
Because the regular... we say documentary photo.
Oh yes, you go faster.
Highlight. Dark.
Attractive.
Low light. Whoa! And I do a lot of high and low lights, and very much macro, very much very close with all the kind of vintage lenses, mm-hmm. and to get more close to the subject, and then I give my twist in and I create my own world, my own
style,
own proof,
mm-hmm. yes,
and
yes.
my own style. I hope.
Yes.
Yeah, that's.
And you know the thing. I wonder. I'm thinking about your first comment for the interview. You say I didn't ask you, but you know I didn't want to hurt anybody, because I know well French people and how French people they work. You know, mm-hmm. I know. With you, I didn't know, so I didn't want to hurt anyone. H-U-R-T, to hurt.
Who's
by
hurt?
Questions. You know, it means...
Hurt
maybe
or bother?
Bother, both
okay.
of them.
Okay.
Now I know I can.
Yeah.
Okay. I use a lot of Belgian people came to my workshop, but they are in the French part.
Yeah.
So they react like French.
It's totally different? Yeah, you see.
Yeah, from you, it's totally different.
Okay.
So, but during the week, the first day I start, on Sunday, I started to analyze each of you,
mm-hmm.
and every day I adapt what I say. I change the program a little bit
mm-hmm.
to be more on what you were expecting. This is the way I worked with you. It's very, for me, it was difficult, because every day I have to work.
Yeah.
And okay, this one needs that. And I guess, I hope I have reached my goal, because mm-hmm. the photos you showed yesterday, it was still amazing. So I guess the goal is reached.
Yes, but what I want to say, if you check my Instagram or
whatever, I will.
Then you see, maybe I was already there to create that kind of mood in my pictures. I love the mood in my pictures, dark or shiny or happy or sometimes confusing.
I will follow you.
Yeah. I want constantly the twist in my pictures, not only black and white, not only that. Most of the time people say, no, you must choose. Your Instagram is too different.
No.
But I don't make Instagram for you, I make it for me.
And it's not a question of style. It's a question of emotion.
Yeah.
So it's that not, is what you can use color, black and white, blur, sharp. It's just technique. Yeah. The most important thing, this is your heart and your emotion or the message you want to transmit.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah. I totally, totally agree with you.
But our first one or two sessions, you asked me something, and then that was what I'm feeling in the beginning. Maybe you feel the too, but you asked me, and I think, oh, how must I explain me in English what I really feel? Or and I sometimes I choose the wrong words, and you say, oh, no. And you go on. and 5 minutes later, you say, that is what... And, yeah, but that is what I'm always want to say. But
sorry about that. Okay.
We're all people, eh?
No, but, you know, sometimes I'm very excited, you know. I want to share, and we don't. I know we don't have a lot of time. So, sorry. Accept
no.
my...
No. Okay, oh, no, sorry. It is not attack, eh? But you asked me...
I know my it's a default for me, you know. Sometimes I speak too much, and but sorry about that.
That's my fault.
No.
In the group, with the breakfast, good, we talk. But when in the group, and they ask me, everybody gonna listen to me? I'm
shy.
Yeah, I'm shy. In the Netherlands, a lot of people ask me, you make nice pictures, we like your style, whatever. Come to our photo group and give us presentation. No.
No, you can't. You're too shy.
Yeah,
I know.
No, that's not for me.
You are very. It's not shy. I would say you are very sensitive.
Yeah, a lot.
This is why it's not too shy. In fact, you are a very sensitive guy. But that's good for photo. It's for not for photo, for art.
Exactly.
This is good because you have something to show.
Yeah, I always say when people say why you photograph or what you want to do with your photos, I say I'm told you I'm autodidact, never only sometimes reading, but reading is not my thing. I want to see this from your lesson. I learn a lot. If I had to read it, you say 7 times. Wow, 7 times.
Yes.
Yeah, this, I'm the sponsor.
That's great. Huh?
Yeah, and everything I do in my life, in my work as florist in the shop, I always, every day, people come into the shop and I never know what they want. I always think, okay, they want that. Oh, for a funeral, classic, no, modern. Which kind of flowers I use? What kind of shape? What will they say with the flowers they give to the person? Is it die? Yeah?
I understand.
Okay, this every time I'm very picture-minded, I always think in a scene, in a composition, also with my bouquets, with the funeral flowers, but also with the decors in the shop and in the etalage, the window view.
Yes.
It's very important. But that people, when they walk in front of the shop, that's nice. I'm always searching for feeling. I compose the vases, the flowers, the plants. I use also pictures that I make behind. I can put them in the shop. My boss let me do this. I'm very glad. Sometimes I can sell them. But I always look to the total
I understand.
Total picture. And that's what I always do in the field. I always think, okay, everything's good. What you say, you can... Componenten, you compose your
Just you like frame, you compose, yeah, you yeah, think about
it. Yeah. That's always in my mind.
Yes, I understand.
And now you say the line of the serendipity, of line of not the horizon. But
you did that before, but now you have concept.
Yeah, now
you put words on it.
Words.
Yes, words. It's so important, words.
But that, I think that's very good. That's good. So much a plus for the workshop, what I never thought it would be.
Good.
This, thanks for that. Thanks.
Now, Johan. Last question, because I have to, to cook.
Sorry.
No, but it's okay. It was very interesting, and I love that. If you want to keep in mind just one moment of the week, what will be that moment?
There are many moments now.
No, but just one.
I think one, the first time you brought me to the Grand, Grand Mer.
Le Grand, Grand Marais.
Le Grand Marais. Okay, that's the point. Bye. Bye. And now? Oh. I was afraid. No, really, I was afraid. I never. Okay, you
but
show
you
us.
Were with Nicola, so.
Yeah. But I'm lucky. Christine felt my sense.
Okay.
She's also very sensitive, and she said, "I'll stay with you till you're in the water."
Okay.
Okay. Then I come down.
Because you know, I had to go back with Christine because she was alone.
Yeah, I understand, but I must take a huge demo. And after that, the first day, the weather, nobody can...
No predictable.
No predictable. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I think, oh, okay, now I get the feeling. Now I'm not longer bothered, okay, it's swimming. You told on Saturday, maybe you feel the fishes. And, oh my God, everywhere is fish. never saw, there. And then, okay. The water, okay. No water is so good.
Uh-huh.
It's not higher. This, I get more confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can go into my world, my feeling. And then I can
create. Perfect.
And can I say one more thing?
Sure,
but that
sure.
is more for what
sure.
you can
improve.
For me, I think then I will. Then I was earlier in that mood. If you have from every pound.
A map.
There you're parking. There is the height. Mm. That's the way you walk. There you can't walk.
Even with drawing, you mean?
Yeah. No picture.
Okay.
Gewoon the shape of the pound.
Uh-huh.
Put your car here. Here's the height. You can go walk. You must walk that way because in the morning, for example, Paradise, you got the harps. In the evening, the light's there. That you can better... Choose that way, that place. Never cross there because it's too deep. By the mirror, you can go to the pine tree.
Okay,
and that
it could be a good trick. Okay,
be for me, lots more comfortable
to know. Yes.
Then you go
a map.
Very, and you can plastic. Make it in plastic that it can,
or even on your phone. You know, you do a photo
that
and
also.
You keep and you check on your phone. Okay, go there.
But also we can share the experience after we get back. Okay,
it's a good idea.
I was there, and on the map you can there breeding heroes.
Okay.
Little creep.
I will.
And then you can go because. We don't know.
I don't know
the pond.
Mm-hmm.
I went now 3 times to the ground, and this the first time. Okay, but the first 2 times, bumpy, raining.
Uh-huh.
Then, oh my God,
I
can't do it.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
It's a good idea. Thank you, Johan.
I think it's
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.